जया राधे जया कृष्ण जया वृंदावन श्री गोविंद गोपीनाथ मदन श्याम कुंद राधा कुंद गिरी गोवर्धन कालिंदी यमुना जया जया महावा
Head's tilted now to our left. Jata, you know, hair.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Jai Shri Hare. When Krishna left Dwarka to go back to the spiritual world, he sent 16,000 queens to Mathura Mandala, accompanied with Arjuna, Vajranabha, and Parikshit. When they got to Govardhan, a Kusuma Sarovar area, they met Chandeli Muni. All these 16,000 gopis were very unhappy and sad in separation from Krishna. So Chandeli Muni said, when Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura, the gopis were also very sad. So Uddhava Mahashaya, Uddhava came from Mathura and met the gopis and spoke to them about Krishna's glories and sweetness, and the gopis got some solace and became happy. And Uddhava, that same Uddhava, is living here in this Kusum Sarovar area and in a sort of plant, or is a Goma Kripa, Goma Lata Oshadinam. So we do Haridam Sankirtan here. May Uddhava will manifest and can speak to Bhagavatam to the Dwarka queens, the Dwarka Mahishis, and they'll get some relief and feel the presence of Krishna. So everyone engaged in Haridam Sankirtan, and Uddhava Mahasaya became Prakat. He manifested. And then Chandeli Muni asked him to speak to Bhagavatam to the queens of Dwarka. And he told Pariksit Maharaj he should go to Dwarka, he should go to New Delhi and worship, and he would hear the Bhagavatam later at the end of his life. He would hear it from Sukadeva Goswami. So here at Kusuma Sarovar in the southwest corner of Kusuma Sarovar, there's a temple dedicated to Uddhava Mahashaya. It's called Uddhava Baitak, sitting place Uddhava. He spoke to Bhagavatam to the Dwarka queens for 1 month. And after that 1 month, all the queens became very happy. Because there's a verse in the Bhagavatam that said when Krishna left this world, he reappeared in the pages and the verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Swada Mo Pagate Dharma Ganadi Visa Kalodri Sham Kaloda Sham Puranarka Dhanodita. Like a rising sun, Krishna disappeared from this world, but he rose as a rising sun in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. So all the Dwarka queens became very happy and fully remembered and felt the presence of Krishna. They gave up their bodies at this area, the Kusuma Sarovar area. Of 16,000 queens from Dwarka that were previously princesses, they were kidnapped by Narakasura and held captive in his fort. And Krishna killed Narakasura and liberated those princesses. Then he married them. So those same princesses, they all got liberated by hearing the Bhagavatam from Uddhava at Kusuma Sarovar. And the Rajasthan government has made some samadhis for these 16,000 queens, which are in the forest between Kusuma Sarovar and Manasi Ganga. So Jai Jai Shri Radhe.
That means bend. Like Kusha is called Shivakra, because she was bent three places, knee, neck, and back like that, Shivakra. She's called Kusha Shivakra, because Krishna's Vakra means bent. Read. Look at the camera. On the west bank of Kusum Sarovar.
On the west bank of Kusum Sarovar.
There's a samadhi stone, stone marking the samadhi place of Astavakra Muni.
There is a shila marking of samadhi.
Stone
marking of samadhi stall of Astavakra Muni.
Astavakra Muni sat here in yoga meditation.
Astavakra Muni sat here in yoga meditation.
By yoga agni, he burned up his body.
By yoga agni, he burnt up his body.
Now read this thing from the phone.
Sage in Hinduism, his maternal grandfather was the Vedic sage Aruni. His parents were both Vedic students of Aruni school. Astavakra studied, became a sage and celebrated character of Puranas. Little is known about the life or century in which Astavakra actually lived, except for the accounts found in major Indian epics, Ramayana and Mahabharata and Puranas. The legend state that Aruni, mentioned in Chandogya Upanishad, ran a school teaching the Vedas. Kahoda was one of his students, along with Aruni's daughter Sujata. Aruni's daughter married Kahoda. She got pregnant, and during her pregnancy, the developed baby heard the chanting of the Vedas and learned the correct recitation. According to one version of the legends, it's very big. His father Kahoda was went to ask for riches to Janaka, for his family was poor. He was defeated in debates of science by Vandin, and in consequence was drowned in water. Hearing the drowning of her husband, Sujata kept it secret from her child. Then he asked his mother to come with. Astavakra Muni grew up. He learned everything about his curse and his father. He asked his mother to witness the great sacrifice of Janaka. He stopped from entering king's sacrifice, as only learned Brahmanas and kings were allowed to enter, and he was just in his 10th year. There he challenged Vandin for controversy. After a heated debate, he defeated Vandin in knowledge by words and asked the king, as Vandin used to cast Brahmins into the water, let him meet with the same fate. Vandin then revealed that he is the son of Varun and explained that the reason he drowned those Brahmins was a ritual that his father is performing for 12 years and needed a large number of Brahmins. By then the ritual was done, and thus all the Brahmins he drowned, including Astavakra's father Kahoda, were freed. Kahoda was very impressed with his son Astavakra, and while going back home asked him to take dip in the river Samanga. As Astavakra came out of the river, it was seen all of his deformities has been cured.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Narada Muni lived here for many years. He wrote different books like Narada Bhakti Sutra, which is a very nice book about Bhakti Bhajan, the ancient book Narada Bhakti Sutras. And he wanted to see the beauty of Radha and Krishna. So he went to Varsana, he saw Radharani. He went to another ground and saw Krishna. Then he bumped into Lita Sakhi. Lita Sakhi said, have you seen the beauty of Radha and Krishna? He said, yeah, I just came from Varsana and underground. I saw Krishna in underground, I saw Radharani in Varsana. And Lita Sakhi said, no, you didn't see the beauty of Radha and Krishna. And then Narada said, what do you mean? I didn't see. And then Lita Sakhi said, you have to see Radha and Krishna together to really see their beauty, see how beautiful they are, you have to see them together. So Narada said, how do I do that? She said, you have to be a gopi. He said, how can I be a gopi? He said, I don't know, good luck. You have to do a lot of tapasya, austerity. So he did austerity here in Nardavan, and Paramahansa Yogamaya came and asked him and said, what are you doing all this austerity for? He Sarvabhi Gopi. It is described in Padma Purana. So then, Yogamaya and Paramahansa took him to Kusuma Sarovara. And he bathed in Kusuma Sarovara. He came up with Gopi. The Padma Purana says his Gopi's name was Naradi. He was Naradi. Naradiya Gopi. Then he got to see Radha Krishna Rasa dance in the Gopi form. At Chandra Sarovara, he had darshan Rasa. Then he understood, oh, when Radha and Krishna are together, then you really see their beauty. So this is a place of bhakti, this is a place of Radha Krishna Milan, and this is a place where we get inspiration to become a gopi. Because Narada Muni is a great teacher, he's a bhakti avatar. Narada Muni is bhakti avatar, he's an avatar of bhakti. And he's a Mahasaputra a Brahma. I mean, he's born from the mind of Brahma, Narada Muni Mahasaputra. So we come here to pray for Narada Muni that we can become gopi, and we become perfect in bhakti bhajan, attain prema. The whole life story of Narada Muni is described in the first canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 5 and 6. You can read there how he practices bhakti and attained prema and got his citadel. So we're encouraged by the life of Narada Muni that we practice bhakti and with the desire to serve Radha Krishna, we'll also get citadel at the time of death. Narada Muni ki jai, Narada Kun ki jai, jai jai Shri Radhe. Kumar Sampradaya. Pretty cool, Lucy. They're not really paying attention to the world. This is the way they live. Just pay attention to your lover. Don't care about the world. They're lost in their own mirror. They're not giving blessings, they're not giving darshan. Pray to eat, I guess, for 100 years. Everybody do food over there. Then they tell you. This is Murti Sanadeva is here. This is new Murti. When they made a new temple, they made a new Murti. Sanadeva is worshipped here for devotion, because Sanadeva is the devotee of Krishna. He's the same color as Krishna, he's dark blue. So we come here on Saturday. We pray to Shrine to increase our bhakti for Krishna and remove all the things that keep us from Krishna. Shrinidevi Maharaj ki jai.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Radha Krishna Pranamora Jugala Kishora Jivane Marane Gati Aranahi Mora.
He's played. Kailana, Kilola, Kailana means play. So Krishna Balaram play here.
Kilona means dice.
Huh?
Dice. Kilona.
Kilona means toys. Yeah. Here they play here. They toy around here. So, Kilola, Kilona. Square kilo means sport or frog or play. So, Krishna boys used to come here. The cows in the center of the trees. The boys would jump in the kund and swim all around. And splash water and each other and have a good time. The Rarai and Krishna also come here with the gobies and do the same stuff. They would splash each other in the water. It's a very old kund that's described in ancient Puran, Agni Puran, Skanda Puran, Pava Puran. Great ancient place, Kilola. Now some Ramanandi sadhus are staying here, looking after the place. They're doing what sadhus do. Sadhus always do bhajan, bhojan, and cow seva. They always take care of cows. Because cows are sattvic, and sadhus are sattvic. And cows represent God, and sadhus represent God. So you can't separate sadhus from cows, because sadhus usually do yoga, especially Ramanandi sadhus. They do some kind of yoga every day. They need ghee, so cows get milk and ghee. So sadhus always take care of cows, because they know it's very pleasing to Krishna. There's a verse, Devobramani Devaya Govramanataya Jagadataya Krishna Govindaya Namaha. The verse says, that the cows and Brahmins and sages, they live for the benefit of the world. They live to benefit and bless and help the world. So they're always together. Bhagavan, sadhus, and cows. Brahmanya Devaya, Govramana Hitaya. Hita, the word hita means benefit, welfare. So the cows and the Brahmins and Bhagavan, they're all existing and moving in this world to bless and help people live a successful, peaceful, happy life. So we come here to play. Let's play. Govinda, 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 Govinda,
Radhe 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 Rad
Radharani ki
jai.
Jai. Kirasaran ki
jai.
And go eat snow, but can we go out and see that bird making that nice sound? So, okay, you all go together, but come back fast. It was nighttime. So they ran out to the forest, and Krishna was there. And they played around Kokila for some time. And then Mother Cecile got worried. She said, hey, come on, guys. So they came home. So that happened in Kokila. Now we're going to go to Gwalpakur. Gwalpakur, Radhavi and Krishna Charan Chinna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
It's a long story. His footprint, hold the book. His footprint looks changed a little bit. Footprint is over here. This is footprint is here. This is footprint. So it says see it's lying here.
This side, back side, foot, that's it, front side. Looks like this is the back side.
Krishna hid here. He dressed in blue outfit, and he covered his face with musk, and he hid here, and no one could find him. And finally, the gopis found him, and then they played a pastime called Shamkuti. It's called Shamvan, because Krishna disguised himself, dark blue skin, a dark blue sari, a dark blue dhoti and chadar, and then hid there to go east, try to find him. The Gwalpakur is back there, we'll try to find that. And this is Krishna came here for Rasa dance, we'll tell that, we'll go in there and tell the pastime. He came here one night in Holy Purnima, Gaur Purnima, Holy Purnima. He came to have Rasa dance, springtime. And he came here, sat out on a shiva, played the flute. And the cow came and drove some milk. And this, the milk hit the rock and melted and made this bowl for milk. And Krishna's footprint is there. So this is a very hard to find place. And behind you is Radha Kund. We'll go there. Maybe we'll see. If we come here early in the morning, around sunrise, we can see deer. I saw a deer here 10 years ago. Spotted deer, like little white spot, brown with white spot. We'll tell the pastime.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare.
So on Holy Purnima, Krishna Balaram wanted to play holy at night. So they came here in this area to play holy, the middle of the forest. Can you sit down? That's a... And it was full moon day. There was Krishna Balaram and their gopis were squirting each other with syringes. There was sweet music of drums and cymbals of Venus, the many ragas. Parvati sat on a jewel throne, which is inside that building, which is locked. It's just a stone asana. It's called Radha Simhasana. Radha means jewel, it's made of jewels. Parvati sat there, and Lita sang over Artik. All the Madhuris and Sangis said, Jai Jai Shri Radhe! Jai Jai Shri Radhe! Then one guy was cruising around the Gauran. He was a devotee of Kubera. His name was Shankar Chura. Chura means top of the head, and Shankar means on his turban, he had a jewel shaped like a conch shell. This guy had a jewel shaped like a conch shell. Hear all this music and giggling and bangles and waist bells, all a bunch of gobies. So he came inside here to the forest. He saw Rai Singh Asan. He picked up a stick and he came running out. He wanted to take Rai and take it away. So he picked up the Asan. Can you pick this up? He picked up the Asan, didn't touch Rai. He started running. And Krishna told Balaram, Bob, wait, you protect all the gobies, or maybe other guys around. I'll chase this guy. So Krishna chased, and he told Rai, don't worry, Rai, I'm coming. So he chased him over to Radhika, and he called him Bob. Knocked him out. Killed him. And then he had a jewel, he had this jewel in his head. So he took the jewel and he thought, I want to give this to Radharani. When I give this to Radharani, all the other sakis, what's going to happen? Look at envious. Why is she, Krishna gave it to her? She's the in crowd. She should give it to us. So Krishna didn't give it to any Saki. Who did he give it to?
Balaram
gave it to the Nishtha later. Because while this was Krishna in the underground, and the Nishtha lives there. So Balaram gave it to the Nishtha, and the Nishtha gave it to Lita, and Lita gave it to Radharani. So this is a nice place. What's the lesson here? What's the lesson? Very important lesson. Don't try to enjoy the property of others. Radharani belongs to Krishna, not to Shankarachuda. Shankarachuda said, she's pretty, I'm a rich guy, I'm a handsome guy, I should have this Radharani. So because he wanted what wasn't his, what happened?
He died.
Boom. So we should never desire to enjoy what is not belong to us. Everyone is given their quota. What's the verse for each of us?
Ishavasham idam sarvam yatkincha jagat yam jagat tena tektena
bhujita magrida kasiswila. What's the translation?
Everything belongs to Ishvara.
Krishna.
Krishna. Yes, Krishna. So whatever is given to you, try to don't enjoy any other thing except
the everyone thing. Is given what they need.
What they need, yes.
Whatever you need, Krishna provides for you to have that. But don't be lusty, agree to get something that's not given to you by Krishna. What's in your hand is given by Krishna. What's not in your hand is not belong to you. So what's given in your hand is your fingers. Your fingers belong to you and your hand. So keep your hands to yourself. There's a phrase like that. Keep your hands to yourself. Don't put your hands on everything. As soon as we start growing up, we want to grab everything. We take everything, put it in our mouth. Little baby, he takes everything, puts it in the mouth. He wants to hold everything, hold everything. But we have this body, and we can hold this body over to Krishna. Everything else doesn't belong to us. Krishna will put food in your hand. He'll get whatever you need, Krishna will put in your hand. Anything you need, you want your wife, Krishna will put in your hand. Now what? Oh my God. Krishna, take it back. Krishna, no, no. He said, no return. It's not a 15-day trial run, you know. It's not Amazon. Krishna's on Amazon. You can try for 15 days. I'm going to get married in 15 days. Oh, send it back to Amazon. You can't do that. So if Krishna puts a wife in your head, wife is for life. Wife, life, strife. They all rhyme. Wife, life, strife. Strife means struggle. I lost. Want to show you magic trick. Watch. Watch closely. You see? It's a bird.
Yeah.
So, what did I say?
Life and strife.
Be single, be happy. You're basically single anyway. You're by yourself all the time, actually. So this is a very holy, sacred place. Radha Kund. The UP government spent a lot of money destroying all the holy places in Vrindavan. It used to be just steps right here. All around was grass. These are all new steps. Here and here, and here, and all these steps were there. There were all kinds of steps, and it's so different, so beautiful. There was just so many deer here. Anyway, there's still some old trees here during bhajan, great rishis.
Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan.
Holy place in Govardhan, near Kusum Sarovar and Sant Nivas Ashram. It's basically across the street from Sant Nivas Ashram. About a 5-minute drive south of Kusum Sarovar, on the west side of Govardhan Parikrama Marg. There's an old holy place described in Agni Puran and Skanda Puran and Padma Puran. It's called Gwalpokura. It means lake. Gwal means coward boys. It's the lake of the coward boys. because she used to come here with the cowboys and all the cows. There was a very nice lake here, and the boys would rest here and take tiffins. And Krishna would tell the boys, he would say, Mother Mangala and I are going to look for some cows to straight away. So they all be, all the cows would be parked over here. They park your car, park your cows. And then Baba Mangala and Krishna would go to Radhakund for 6 hours, come back. So during that time, Krishna went to Suryakund and disguised himself as a Brahmin. What was the name of the Brahmin?
Vishwa Sharma.
Universal Brahmin. Bogus Brahmin. Nakli Brahmin. Nakli means fake. Nakli means fake. Yavuja. And then there was a lot of prasad, sweets, you know, every box of sweets and fruits. And so Jatila asked Krishna to take it. And Krishna said, I don't take food from lower class people. Jatila was a coward person. Krishna's a coward person. But now he's a fake Brahmin. So he said, I'm a Brahmin. I don't take food from coward people. So Mother Mangala said, listen, I'll tell you. I'm a South Indian Brahmin. We don't follow all these rules of North Indian Brahmins like Vishnu Sharma. So he had this big bag of bananas and mangoes and walnuts and cashews.
Ice cream.
And sweet balls and stuff. Hat or a shirt. He came back here to Gwalpur. And Balaram said, hey, Baba Mangal, what's inside your shirt there? You're not pregnant, are you? Are you pregnant? And they joked, made a joke. He said, no, I'm not pregnant. This is Jajaman Prasad. This is Surya Prasad. I got my Jajaman. Jajaman means my clients, my customers. Jajaman. I was a priest and Krishna was a priest, and we got this stash of food. Surya Prasad. So Balaram said, Balaram, let's divide it up. Everybody get a little bit. We'll divide it up and share it. He said, no, I'm not hungry now. I want to eat anything. You guys are too good. You're like ravenous. You'll eat everything. So Balaram said, listen, be nice, Mother Mangala. Remember, you're one guy. And we're many coward boys. There's Subal here and Sridhar and me. There's only one of you. And Mother Mangala said, I don't care a fig for you guys. I can make a curse and finish you guys in 1 second. So Balaram said, listen, I'll give you one more chance. Divide out the food. Or else. So he said, no, I'm not giving anything to anybody. Sounds typical. So then one boy came in from behind and knocked turban off the bottom of his head. Another guy came back and pulled the tail of his dirty out. Got his little tail, you know. Little tail. Pulled out. Another came and pulled the front tail out. Put tails out. And one person had a stick. They took his stick and ran away. Then he knocked the prasad the size of his belly. And boom, it's like that. They ran away. Follow that! The mother was chasing him, good morning, Prasad. They ate all of them. The mother got really mad. He got the singing star beat. So Krishna went and raised Balabhaga. Says, okay, it's okay. So what happened here? This is described going to the Lalita. Balabhaga getting his prasad stolen. So this is a good place. The monkeys were trying to reenact that pastime. steal the prasad. So what's the message of this place?
Share everything what we
No.
Otherwise,
eat everything before you meet your friends. What's the message of this Leela here? You get some massage here,
immediately.
Yes.
In the second half.
Otherwise, anyway, people
will. Otherwise, you get stolen. So the message is, it's better to share than to hog. Hog is English. American slang word, when you hog everything. So, hog, H-O-G means P-I-G. Oh. Hog means pig. Pig means sewer. Hitty sewer. So don't hog it all for yourself. You ever heard this right? So, Balabhaga went off. You want to keep it all for yourself? Yeah, with nothing. So if he had shared, he would have got something. He didn't share again. So listen to this place. Listen to this place. If you share, you get something. You know, sure, you get nothing.
But something, nothing.
Something is better than
nothing.
Nothing. So this is called Something is Better Than Nothing, Leela Song. Otherwise called Gwal Pokora, Pokora. It's under the instruction of Sandilya Muni. He told them to uncover all the holy places of Krishna Leela. So to commemorate, make it tangible, he built kunds everywhere. Well, mostly just some Leela they have in the forest. But to give it some shape and a memory, they made a kund and a mandir and footprints and everything. So that's what they did, mostly made kunds. The kunds were not really there in this Krishna Leela. I couldn't swear there was no kund there, it was just a forest. There were only big flowers there. The kund came later, so a king made a kund to commemorate the flower leela. Kusa means fragrant flower. So what the Rakhana was made by Radha Krishna. The Siraz and Sakiraz all mixed up over here. Over there is Govis, over here the coward boys. This whole area is called Shamkuti, this whole forest. It's called Shamvan or Shamkuti. Govinda Miro Hey, Gopala Miro Hey.
Radha Ramana Giridhari Miro Hey.
Govinda Mera Hey, Gopala Mera Hey. Govinda mera hai, Gopala mera hai, Shri Ban ke bihari, Nandalala mera hai, Shri Ban के बिहारी नंदलाल में रहे।